Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive.
Let the transformational thinking of the Word of God be in you, that I begin to act, operate, function in the purpose of God and in the nature and characteristics of Jesus Christ.
In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today.
Thank you again for joining us on Revive Radio. Today's message was taken from Pastor Rogers' most current message series from a Wednesday night Bible study. This is Transform. Change your mind, change your life. This is part one from that series. Let's go into the message with Pastor Rogers today.
And the brain is so incredible, and the mind is so incredible that God created with these million sensor receptors going on, that you're able to do multifunction things right now. You can flip your Bible at the same time you're listening to me, at the same time you're looking on the screen, whatever it may be. All of these different things are going on, but watch this. You have a million sensory receptors in the mind, but you have 10 billion receptors in your imagination. So everybody close your eyes for a minute. Just close your eyes. Let's take a trip. There you are. You're on an island with the green palm trees and the white sand and the coral reef. The white sand's all around, and there you are enjoying the Virgin Islands. Does everybody see it? Now open your eyes. You're back at Pace. I'm just letting you know. But do you realize that's exactly what's going on in the culture today? They call it virtual reality. And people get all messed up in their mind. And what I talked to you a few weeks ago, and we're going to dig a little deeper in these strongholds, the Lord willing, in the next session. Because the strongholds are these imaginations. 10 billion receptors imagining things. You just went to the Virgin Islands in your mind and never left your seat. What do they call imaginations? Well, the Bible calls them. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, the Bible says that these imaginations, where many people are living, people today are in so messed up in their mind. You better listen to me. Look, all they got to do, all you got to do is see these shootings and things that are taking place in El Paso and up in Dayton and other locations that are going on. And the first thing that people want to say is that this person is mentally unstable. You know why? Because the majority of society today is living here in imagination. In imagination. In a place that's not even real, but it's real to them. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And what does the devil do? He uses it very effectively, and the Bible condemns idols all throughout. In fact, in the last days, the Bible says that idols would be something that people would deal with. Let's just give it the other name, imagination. Otherwise known as an icon. You have it on your phone. You have it on your computer, the icon, the image, and it'll take you anywhere you want to be. We are in a society now. Is it bad? Listen, technology can be used for good, and technology can be used for bad. Your mind can go for good, or your mind can go straight to an image. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The mind is still in the process. It's still going through changes. I'm going to give you something right here in a minute. But hear what I'm telling you. The mind is going through these changes, and so because the mind is going through a change, tonight there's change going on. First thing you ought to be able to do is start embracing change in your life. My family barber over here cut my hair the other day and informed me that there is a lot of gray hair back there. There was a time when I was blonde-headed. I know you don't believe it. You've never seen it. But I'm telling you, there was a time. It was not my imagination. It really was there. But time passed and change happened. I want to show that again to you. The two constants in life, time and change. Time is passing with or without you. And change is going to happen with or without you. So the best thing you could do is grab a hold of change and make it intentional in your life, because God has a plan for your life specifically. And it is a process of changing the mind. We change our mind when we want to change our mind. When we hurt enough, we change our mind. When we get enough information, we change our mind. Sometimes when we're forced to, we change our mind. And what's going on constantly? This is the battle that's going on. The battle between what the mind of the Spirit is saying to you. Some people call it the little voice. It's not your conscience. It's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has taken over you. When you gave your life to Jesus, He came. You come in, save me. He saved you. He came in. Boom. Jesus lives right here by the power of His Spirit. Okay? Now, suddenly you started getting in conflict with who you've been and what you've been thinking and who the new man is inside of your life. Well, I'm saved. I know you're saved. But the process of changing your mind is a daily task. Why? Because all these images and idols and all this stuff is who we are made up of. Conflict comes in constantly in our life as a believer because there is a contrast between the way that we are living and the mind of the Spirit. We are a collection of these images and senses into our mind. We're programmed. That's the reason why you got to watch the eye gate, because we are moved by our emotions through our senses, our eyes, our ears, touch. All that. You've got to be careful what you listen to. If you want your children to be Christian, intentionally put things in front of their eyes and let them listen to things in their ears and in their life. Intentionally put those things in, because by default, we will all go back to the sewer. Our minds all go back to the sewer because that's where we came from. And because we are a collection of all this, all these imaginations in our mind, we have to be reprogrammed. In fact, detoxed from in our mind and reprogrammed by the mind of Jesus Christ. Now, why is that so important? Let me just show you this. I'm taking my time here tonight. Y'all all right? Why is that so important? Because if our salvation was progressive, in other words, as Jesus would say, as soon as you get your mind all on the right thing, then you're saved. Well, how many of you know? I can tell by some of your faces right now, you're not thinking about what I'm preaching here tonight. So if we had to wait for our mind to be able to know that we had salvation, we're in trouble. Say amen for your neighbor right now who don't look happy at all. But you know what Jesus said? You are not this. You are this. And when I saved you, you got eternal life right now. If you died, even with that old stinking thinking, I still got you. I thought that might have been a good place for you to shout amen and clap your hands, because we're living in the predicted day of the Lord, where the Bible tells us in the book of 2 Timothy some 14 to 16 things that he runs down and says, in the last days, perilous times will come. Men will be lovers of themselves. Is that happening?
Yes.
They would be lovers of themselves. Truce breakers. Is that happening?
Yes.
Lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Are we there?
Yes.
Dishonoring their parents. Unthankful. Unholy. Without natural affection. That's homosexuality. Are we there? So this is the predicted time that we're in. And if you don't engage the Word of God and renew your mind every day and get in the process of renewing your mind, then what is happening now and is prophesying, I'm talking about people falling away. I'm talking about I told you last week on this platform that one noted pastor who wrote a book on dating many, many years ago has now denounced his faith and literally was marching in the LGBT parade just this past week. Went from in the pulpit preaching to thousands to marching in the and divorcing his wife and apologizing to the LGBT community for what he's been preaching all these years. Now this week, a well-known Hillsong writer and leader of worship has now denounced his faith. He came back on the article and said this week, I haven't completely lost it, but I'm on my way there. Wait a minute, you're singing about Jesus, leading thousands in worship, writing songs to the Lord, and you're telling me that you're denouncing your faith? What happened? I'll tell you what happened. Christians, the prediction would be in the last days that Christian people would be without a Christian mind. They would be Christian in form only, having a form of godliness but denying the power. So we're now at a place where whole denominations are now looking and reading in the same book that you and I are tonight and justify sin when the book is so clear about it. Even well-known, listen, I'm amazed. I'm just telling you the truth. Are y'all with me out here? Okay, I've come to wolf-proof you. Because if you don't wake up and get this mind in you, then that mind out there is going to take over, and your chances are you'll lose your salvation sitting inside of a Pentecostal church. You cannot, listen, you don't eat just one time a week, do you? Hold it, I know, I'm looking at you. You're gonna have a snack when you get home tonight and one on your bedside just in case you wake up and are hungry in the middle of the night. You get bad enough hungry, you'll drive your nasty self in the middle of the night down to Krispy Kreme and get a dozen and come all the way back home because something in your imagination said, I just got to have it. And we're living in a time where there is no self-control because our minds, we are led by our emotions. We don't deny ourselves anything. But that's the first thing that Jesus said. Deny yourself. Take up your cross and follow me. Are y'all with me? Born again, but not transformed. So what happens is people come in week after week, and I you know, Pastor, I've had such a hard week. Okay, look around the room. There's a half dozen or more that's in here that said that if you just knew their story, they'd tell you it's worse than yours. Don't you love it when you get some victims together? Two singles looking to be able to hook up and get married to somebody, go out to dinner. They have a great time, and then they look at each other at the end of the meal, and I just want to tell you my story. I've been hurt a lot. I don't need no more hurt, she says. And the man goes, yeah, I'm going to tell you what now. I've dated a lot of women. Holy God. Am I right about it? Those are the same people that were sitting, and were all up in the altar, all that kind of stuff. And because they would not renew their mind, they listened to all the music that was piping in on their XM. They were reading everything, watching the movies that were contradictory to the Word of God. Y'all ain't hearing me. I can't get no help right here. We got it piped in to our minds, and we're wondering why we have no victory. Pastor, I'm saved. Well, if you're saved, think like it.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the Word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.